This is Triple M Rock News with all that matters in rock this week.
Hello, I'm Rosie, and welcome to another edition of Rock News. Bit quiet this week, to be honest. Alanis Morissette fans are livid after she non-ironically cancelled her rescheduled Australian tour due to scheduling difficulties. Refunds are incoming if you are one of those people. A band who I'm positive said they'd never play again is Motley Crue. However, I guess off the back of the Dirt mini-series, they've kicked off a US tour, but drummer Tommy Lee lasted only 5 songs on the first show. Phil in drummer took over because Tommy was still recovering from 4 broken ribs. So not to confuse fans, though, Tommy Lee's replacement is Tommy Clefatos. I'm sorry if I got your name wrong. Who you may remember from the Black Sabbath tour of a few years ago. He's phenomenal, and all you have to do now is yell out, "Yay, Tommy," and you'll get either of them. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Baz Luhrmann's Elvis is in cinemas now, and as with any of Baz's films, it's like you've got the brightest, loudest filter from Instagram on everything. I was lucky enough to go to one of the premieres, and it's been dividing audiences so far. My advice is go to an early screening because it's well over 2 hours long. Enjoy the visual and musical aspects. Be prepared for Tom Hanks's prosthetics and accent. I found them a little bit distracting and it made me giggle. And enjoy the fact it was made here in Australia with our crews and a lot of our actors in COVID times. And it does what cinema does best, take you away from reality. And it's probably a movie you can take your mum to as a shared family experience if you grew up with his music. Excuse me. I heard a great anecdote from Jimmy Barnes earlier this week. He joined Triple M Rush Hour Victoria and Tasmania with James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless. He was talking about Bruce Springsteen and his wife and musician, Paddy, seeing them not long after they performed together in Australia.
So I went to Broadway to go see him, right? This is like 18 months later. I go to Broadway. He's on Broadway by himself. And Gadinsky organized some tickets for me. And I went back to say hello afterwards. And I walk in and Bruce and his wife is there. I hadn't met his wife before. And I walk in, I say, "Hi, Bruce." And I went to say hello to her and I went to shake her hand. She said, "I know who you are.
Oh,
you're Flame Trees."
Wow.
I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "It's one of my top 2 songs of all time."
Oh, really?
I said to her, "I hope the other one's one of his."
Amazing. You can hear the full chat on the Listener app. And one to end on. It was Father's Day last weekend in the Northern Hemisphere, but it's a universal concept that sometimes sadly, oftentimes amusingly, quite a lot of dads are shocking with how they converse with their children. Like, not a lot of emotion, not a lot of feeling, not a lot that they give away, especially when it comes to sentimentality or expressing feelings of pride, love and gratitude. Bono was at a book festival and shared this personal story.
Father's Day in Dalkey, and the village's best-known resident was in his local and remembering his own father, Bob Hewson, and the time he flew to Texas to see U2 perform.
I had turned the spotlight on him from stage. "Ladies and gentlemen, appearing for the first time in the Lone Star State of Texas, my father, Bob." The sound of the crowd like a 747 taking off over his head. A sound the size of Texas. It was a big moment. Later, we were left on our own in the dressing room after the show. He reached out his hand to me, looking up with blood orange eyes. "This is going to be an even bigger moment than earlier," I thought to myself. "Am I about to receive a compliment from my father?" "You're very professional." He says very professionally.
Bono was reading from his forthcoming autobiography. That's it for this week, and that's it for me for a few weeks while my studio gets moved. Kaylin will keep a rock rolling for you in my absence.
For the latest tour announcements, killer album releases, and a healthy hit of rock nostalgia, don't forget to subscribe to Triple M Rock on the Listener app or on your smart speaker.